This tea is piping hot. Get the latest celebrity news first all day long with hot headlines from OKMagazine.com.
Princess Diana's legacy has lived on through Kate Middleton and Meghan Markle's outfits. According to journalist Omid Scobie's new book, Endgame, Inside the Royal Family and the Monarchy's Fight for Survival, the wives of Diana's sons, Prince William and Prince Harry, regularly replicated her iconic looks and even would wear accessories once owned by the late princess. Scobie noted that it makes sense that the two women are rare pieces owned by the late royal, who died in 1997 at age 36. But while finding a trend untouched by Diana's iconic style is almost impossible, the huge amount of effort that goes into channeling her exact look sometimes goes beyond the pale, the author penned, adding, during the past 13 years, Diana cosplay has become a royal staple. Additionally, Scobie spoke to an insider who worked with Diana's sons to dress their wives. Scobie claimed decisions that went into the Duchess's outfits were always discussed with William or Harry. Were there gentle pushes from others? At times, yes. It had been known for someone to go back and pull images of Diana at a certain place or time for ideas, the royal source told Scobie. At the right moment, this can be a sweet gesture, but there is also a slightly queasy feeling when you realize it's often orchestrated within the same system that contributed to her living misery and an institution that still wants some of Diana's shine to rub off on them, the expert wrote. As OK previously reported, although Meghan once was told what to wear by the palace, she and Harry have since left the royal family. The couple claimed they were treated badly by the establishment, and even make scathing remarks about the institution and its members during their Oprah Winfrey interview, their Harry and Meghan docuseries, and in Harry's book, Spare. Since then, the pair have been vocal about their strained relationships with the famous brood. Meghan and Harry have no qualms about publicly attacking the royals, a source recently told In Touch. And because palace protocol is to not respond, Kate can't fight back. While Harry previously called Kate the sister I've never had and always wanted, the source added that the red-headed prince has plenty of information that Kate definitely wouldn't want to come out. The insider claimed that the Princess of Wales saw their scathing comments in the media as a declaration of war against the family. "She's made it clear that there are two sides to the story," they said. The source dished, "William is willing to extend an olive branch for the sake of the family, but Kate has drawn a hard line in the sand. Forget about apologizing, she'll never forgive Meghan and Harry. And if they push her too far, they'll regret it." Page 6 reported on an advanced copy of Scobie's book.
We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the scalding details. For more fiery headlines, visit OKMagazine.com and hit subscribe.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.